The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-8192. That's 800-600-8192. 800-600-8192.
There's another interesting case with a same-sex wedding in Arkansas in which they had a child. So it was, I'm not sure the exact procedures. Jeffy can probably walk you through some of those on his websites. But it was a same-sex, I believe, two women who were married, and the baby was born by one of them. Obviously, if you know, biology says that maybe the other mother wasn't the dad, right? It was not actually responsible.
Why would you assume that? Why the hell make that assumption?
I don't know if I can anymore.
Bigot! Well, you bigot! You homophobic bigot! Wow.
Well, I believe that is the...
Did you hear that, Jeffy? Did you hear that?
I'm pretending not.
Yeah, it's best. That's best, so okay, that you're not... So offended you fall down.
You can walk me through how it would occur because I don't know.
Wow.
But usually what you have is a male output.
Yeah.
That would be combined with
I'm sorry, ignorance is showing through.
The female input.
Mr. Bergier.
Okay. And what you'd have at the end of that process is a child. That's kind of how it typically happens. But you could also obviously have there's usually a guy. There's usually sperm involved, is what I'm trying to say.
Whoa.
Like at some level,
my gosh.
Like that has to happen.
Wow. So like women can't have sperm.
That's kind of what I'm saying. Yeah. At this point, I'm going to stick by that.
Wow.
For the next
Are you
week
anti-science?
Or so, until that gets me thrown off the air.
Are you ever anti-science?
But my point is that one of the, and this is not under argument, one of the spouses did not contribute biologically to the child. So what happened?
Because of hate.
No. Not because of hate. So what happened in Arkansas is they were like, okay, there's Sally and there's Jane. It's Sally gave birth. Jane is married to Sally, but it had nothing else to do with the baby. So they said, all right, it's Sally's kid. And they put Sally's name on the birth certificate. And they were like, where's Jane's name? Well, yeah. Jane had nothing to do with the pregnancy at all. And
because it's the parents that are listed on the birth certificate.
Right. Usually the parents. Mm-hmm. However, the argument was made, hey, you have to put both of them on there because she's a spouse. And I guess typically...
A legal guardian then, right?
I guess a legal guardian.
Yeah.
And so they were fighting for the right to have both names on. That was I believe a 7-2 decision in favor of having both names on. I believe the two, I think it was Thomas and Gorsuch that...
really interesting.
...said no to that.
So what we would have to ascertain, I guess, is if, let's say, a woman and a man, somehow the man impregnates the woman in this particular case. I'm not saying that happens every time.
No, well, you're not. Okay, just want to make sure I understand.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But let's say that happens, and then he's out of the picture, and somebody else comes in and marries that woman who's
right.
about to have a baby. And would he be listed on the birth certificate then?
I don't know the answer to that.
In a heterosexual... situation, does the man get listed?
Right, and I think the answer to that is yes.
Because if that's the case, you know it has to be.
Yeah,
it
probably
has to
does.
Be that way.
I mean,
right?
Like, for example,
now,
if...
In this environment, it just has to be.
Yeah.
If, you know, a guy is married to his wife, and his wife cheats on the guy, and has a baby with some other guy, they decide to have they raise the child together, right? I would think the biological dad would still have to be on that birth certificate, right?
And there are reasons for that, and they are, you know, like donor reasons. Mm-hmm. Like if you ever need a transfusion or whatever, and you're looking for the biological parent because they can help save a life, there are some practical reasons for that.
Jeffy, can you give a rough percentage on what percentage of birth certificates of your children that your name is on?
The least amount possible.